Howdy and welcome to Moose Podcast 81. Hey, I want to thank you for taking time to tune in. It means a lot to me. The audience, you guys just keep growing and growing, and I just love the correspondence. So thank you so much. I also want to thank my good friends at B&H Photo Video. These guys, you know, they support photography in so many ways. And one of them is the Moose Podcast. So make sure when you click on that link on my website, you sit there and leave a message, just say thanks. Hey, sorry, my voice sounds a little weird. The spring is kicking my butt when it comes to my allergies. And for whatever reason, today it is affecting not only my eyes and my nose, but my voice. So it is truly me, just a little bit of hay fever influencing it all. Hey, let's get right to the topic. You got to own it. You got to own it. Now, I hope that you first saw that and you said, what piece of gear does Moose think we need to own? Well, of course, I think you need to own a camera or a lens. That's really essential. A flash, a filter, a tripod, a camera bag. Of course, we know which camera bag. But no, actually, what I was referring to is the metaphoric, you gotta own it. You know, been watching a lot of things lately on the news front. And then I have a lot of conversations with folks. And, you know, for some reason, it's part of our human makeup not to always say, yeah, I kind of goofed that up. Or, yeah, that's my photo. Either side of the equation, we got to own it. Now, I have mentioned many times how important it is for us to learn from failure. But to learn from failure, you have to not only recognize it, you got to own it. You have to say, yep, I really did make that mistake. Now, on the flip side, and my dad was really good at this. He would say, and one of his favorite sayings from back in the day is, no one else is going to toot your horn, so you got to do it, okay? In other words, you know, being humble, okay, is part of the process. At the same time, when you take that photograph, and it's a good one, you got to own it. You got to say, yeah, that's my photograph. Now, both sides of this equation, whether you're trying to deny the failure or be humble about the success, either case comes down to confidence. Confidence in yourself. Now, when I say confidence in yourself, I'm literally talking about the fact that, you know, you can admit the good is good and the bad is bad. Now, I know for a long time, I was bad on both accounts. Now, when I started out, I was at a place called Brooks Institute of Photography. And at the Montecito campus, which used to be the home for an old cowboy star from Bonanza, what was downstairs his shooting range was the black and white labs. And you had this huge row of enlargers. And we're talking about the days of black and white polycontrast paper, before digital, you know, back in the analog days. And all the students would be down there from the very first, you know, year students, that was me, to the upper advanced, about ready to graduate and make their living and fame and fortune as photographers. Now, in the black room, dark room, you know, you could see the glow of the safe lights. You could see the enlargers come on and off, and you could see the paper being exposed. But you really didn't able to make a judgment call about the photos. And what you had to do is then take and process all this, and you'd, you know, turn around, process, you know, developer, stopper, fixer, you know, and then you'd take your print and you'd go and you'd have to, after fix it, wash it and then dry it. And the washing and drying process, well, those were out in the daylight. And you put your print in to get washed and dried. And the whole world would see your success or your failure. And I was one of those students that, boy, I didn't want anybody to see my print. I had no confidence in that photography. And I always will remember my prints coming out of the dryer for the whole student body to see. And oh man, I was like, oh, I wouldn't own it. I wouldn't own the success or the failure. I would be very shy about it. I would hide. And that for a long time left a real impression on me, you know? And then as I moved on in my career, I had to get past that, putting your photograph out there and then having other photographers point out the flaws, because that's common, right? That's human nature. Unless there's one person that says it's good and then everybody jumps on and says, oh yeah, it's good. You know what I'm talking about. Well, that process really, in, you know, in me, sat there and said, you know, it's my photograph. It's my story, my memory that I want to share. And is it ever going to be perfect? No, I don't know what that means. Can it get really good? Sure. That's not the same as perfect. So in this photographic process, I think we need to move past the good or bad and own it for what it is and learn from it, good or bad, if that's, you know, how you want to judge it. But you want to sit there and you want to say, yeah, that's my photograph, and take pride in what you have done, whether it's successful or not. Because the first and foremost thing, as far as I'm concerned, if you are sharing your photographs, you're already a winner. Okay. You, no matter what, you have already succeeded, because you're now taking that story and making it something that you want to share with others. And we can only learn from that. The world can only be better from that. So you're already a winner. Now, I see in the world we have all these likes and dislikes, which I just, oh God, you know, that having that standard drives me nuts, because I meet photographers, way too many of them, who become forever discouraged because of that. They don't own the fact that they're out there shooting, they're out there trying to get better. The fact that they might make mistakes is okay. And if everybody else would just, you know, not say, oh, it's great, but say, you know what, that's a great attempt and you could be better if you tried this, that, the other. We tend not to do that. It's really cut and dry. Now, so we start owning our successes and failures. In ourselves, we build a confidence. And that confidence above f-stops and shutter speeds and camera brands, that internal confidence will make your photography improve. And that's really the point. We want to get better at what we do. And when we have confidence in ourselves, confidence that we can learn, confidence that we can get better, confidence that we can go out and shoot more often, confidence that we can share that photograph with others, we will get better at what we do. When we own the fact that we are human, and that perfection, while might be something we strive for, we probably won't reach, we can be a storyteller that can change the world with our images. And you see that all the time. So rather than being competitive with the next guy or the next photographer or the next company, how about we just become competitive in ourselves and own it, that we are human, that we love to tell stories. And in that process, some stories will work and some won't work. It's not a difficult thing, but it's kind of like digital photography. Yeah, people think the sensors and the cameras will keep getting better, and they will. But the software in which we process those files gets better, faster, and bigger leaps. It's not much different for us. You know, the cameras will get better, but our software, which is our heart and our minds, that's what's going to keep getting better, and that's what's going to make better photographs. Taking those tools, giving it a heart and passion, we can be better. So if you own it 100% that, hey, that's a good photograph, or hey, that's not so good, own that fact, you will become a better photographer. And that's really the goal. And of course, the thing is, it won't happen overnight. It takes time. That's the magic ingredient. So own it. Own it. It's yours. You'll be better. Just finished a great week of shooting at the Palouse. About to take off to, oh boy, lots of, almost a month on the road shooting critters. I can't wait. I hope spring's been great because April is out of here. It's time for May. And hey, with that, I hope you go out and make every click your story.